20 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The National Guard is now going door to door in Buffalo, where people have been stuck in homes with no power or heat for days. CBS's Kimmy McCormick has the latest.
The death toll in Erie County, New York, has climbed.
We have an increase of the fatalities. There are now 34 fatalities confirmed for Erie County.
And it could go higher as National Guard troops now fan out across areas where the power was out and emergency calls were made. They'll be knocking on doors, according to County Executive Mark Polenkars.
We are fearful that there are individuals who may have perished living alone or two people who are not doing well in an establishment, especially those that still don't have power.
Power crews hope to soon get the power fully restored.
Despite the massive amounts of snow in the area, Buffalo's airport is now open, but travel is still chaotic across the country. Thousands of flights have been canceled again today, most by Southwest.
Southwest should have been a little bit more prepared for this, and they weren't.
Travelers are angry, and they're not the only ones.
I'm Peter King. Southwest pilots say they're just as upset as the people they're supposed to fly.
Wait times for scheduling, was over 4 or 5 hours to find out what our next assignment was.
Michael Santoro is a Southwest captain and pilots union vice president. He says the airline scheduling software is hopelessly outdated.
They said they're, working on it, but of course the investment wasn't made.
A winter break is coming.
It is going to be warm all the way up to the Canadian border with the kind of rain and the thunderstorms that we're going to be dealing with. We're going to see snow melt and maybe even a record high or two as we start 2023.
That's Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore. He says the West Coast will be wet for a few days with heavy rain and flood risks. A major city down south is still dealing with water issues.
A boil water notice remains in effect in Memphis, Tennessee. The city's water supply has dropped significantly because of frozen and burst water lines. Tourists are running into issues they did not expect.
When we went to the front desk, they said they had no heat and no running water.
So we called the hotel. They expressed kind of the same issues, water pressure, boil water notice that we could cancel if we wanted to, but of course we were halfway here.
Frozen and burst water lines and pipes have caused big problems across the mid and deep south. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Prayers for a former pope.
Papa Emerito Benedetto.
Pope Francis announced Pope Benedict is very ill, and he's calling on people to pray a special prayer for him. The 95-year-old former pontiff shocked the world when he resigned from the post 9 years ago. He was the first to step down in more than 600 years. On Wall Street, the Dow's down more than 200 points. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
Hi, I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. For your home and in the field, there is a Henry that is right for you. We have over 200 Henry rifles and shotguns to choose from, in a variety of calibers and finishes, all backed by our lifetime guarantee and my personal guarantee for your 100% satisfaction. You have my word that Henry Repeating Arms are made in America, always will be, or they won't be made at all. I invite you to visit henryusa.com to order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update.
The 19-year-old man who was found dead in the town of Hull in Portage County has been identified. Deterius Coleman was found lying in the snow on December 26th near a walkway to a house. The autopsy results are not final yet, but preliminary reports say he may have died of hypothermia. Officials are not considering the death suspicious, but they are still investigating the incident. In Stevens Point, 20-year-old Elier Bravo de Leon is facing multiple charges after two people were injured earlier this month. According to a news release from Stevens Point Police, the injuries happened shortly before 2 a.m. on December 20th in the 2500 block of Minnesota Avenue. A 7-year-old girl and a 32-year-old woman were taken to Marshfield Medical Center. De Leon is facing two counts each of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, aggravated battery, mayhem, and one count of burglary. He is being held in the Portage County Jail before his initial court appearance later today. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 35 this afternoon under overcast skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows dip down to about 32. Overcast tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 39. Cloudy skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 33. 35 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris and Rome, but I wanna go home.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today during your lunch hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. So I think sometimes when we think about affordable housing, which is a problem everywhere, it's everywhere across the state right now. Certainly, I think sometimes, though, the association goes with urban areas, but that is not true. I've talked to people in Appleton and Green Bay, and certainly here in Waukesha, having enough affordable housing for people to live in is an issue that affects communities all over Wisconsin. And so here to talk about some of the projects that are happening and the mission of Habitat for Humanity is the Director of Development and Marketing for Habitat of Humanity of Waukesha County, Brett Poloquin.
Nailed it. You nailed it.
So welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's always a great opportunity to be able to share our mission, especially over, you know, the airwaves where, you know, people from all over the place are listening.
So. Absolutely. So I've always known that Habitat for Humanity also works within the U.S., mm-hmm. but I feel like first the assumption for a lot of people when they first, their first association with Habitat for Humanity is building houses in, like when Haiti got hit by the terrible hurricane earthquake back in 2005. How long ago was that? Was a while ago. But has it always, did it start abroad and then come to the U.S., or has it always been an international program or organization that has local chapters everywhere?
So it started here in the U.S., okay. Started in Georgia. There was a small kind of commune farm where they built affordable housing there. And, you know, people kind of just collaborated to build homegrown houses, you know, right on that property. And then it, you know, kind of spread throughout the United States. And then, yes, it did expand internationally. And I would agree with you. People do kind of associate that with us a lot of the time. But, you know, we're just as prolific within the United States, especially, as you said, in urban communities, but also in what I would call, you know, Waukesha County is sort of an urban-rural mixture.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
We don't necessarily have, cities everywhere, but in some farmsteads and things like that. But affordable housing is an equal issue across both.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so what would you say, besides maybe that assumption, but what else would surprise people about Habitat for Humanity?
Yeah, a couple things. For one, you know, I think people assume that we're all kind of working together. And we are working together to an extent, but we do kind of cover a service area. So, you know, Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha County covers exactly that, Waukesha County. You know, all the fundraising we do goes directly back into Waukesha County. We're not really, you know, paying the big habitat in the sky, short of just some administrative fees and stuff like that. But, you know, it allows us to, you know, understand the community that we work in and really dramatically apply unique solutions to that community, as opposed to kind of just some kind of general, you know, Habitat branded, we're going to build a house and be done.
And so, because what I think is really interesting is back end of August, you guys broke ground on a new subdivision.
Yep.
That is going to be, how many units ultimately will there be in there?
There'll be 20 units there.
And so, you know, I think living in Milwaukee, I feel like you throw a stone in any of the given neighborhoods and there's some new luxury apartment building that some developer is developing. And, you know, they look very nice. The new timber building, the Ascent building's very beautiful. But what does it look like with negotiating with the city and working with the city to compete with those kinds of developers? Like, this is needed. We have a population that can't afford those. So we need to be able to build this kind of community subdivision housing. And is there a competition with more capitalist developers, or is there land that is specifically held for programs like Habitat to be able to build housing that is necessary, or what does that process look like?
Sure. You know, so here in Waukesha County, we work very, very collaboratively with the city and the county. In fact, I would refer to them as probably our biggest advocates. You know, they're constantly hunting out opportunities for us to, you know, kind of put down, you know, more and more affordable housing units. There is definitely competition with you know, some of our for-profit builders. But at the same time, you know, for-profit building can, you know, find areas like where Dominica Park is at tremendously difficult to make profitable. So, you know, the interest there is, you know, sometimes we have to kind of find those, I don't want to, you know, say they're bad plots of land, but like the ones that aren't necessarily going to work out for a for-profit builder. And so, you know, we're very fortunate to have that opportunity come with Dominica Park. And I think there's more opportunities here in Waukesha County for those types of things. But it has to be a collaborative effort.
So. Absolutely. And so, speaking more about this big project, because I'm assuming this is the big project for you guys right now.
It sure is.
And so, when is it expected to be done?
So we'll be working on it for the next three to 4 years. I think we kind of anticipate finishing it in 2026, you know, possibly early 2026.
And then how, for the people who end up living in a house built by Habitat, what is like the criteria? What would surprise us about the people who end up living in the houses that get built or homes that get built?
Sure. You know, so something that I would say characterizes a lot of our homeowners is, you know, they sit inside of this sort of middle ground of 30 to 80% of the area in median income. You know, so that's oftentimes referred to in surveys as ALICE, which is asset limited, income constrained, but employed. You know, so these are people who they're fulfilling all of the societal obligations that we kind of associate, that our parents did and, you know, allowed them to purchase a house or, you know, have a car loan or those types of things. But these people are inside of that 30 to 80% area median income, and they, you know, simply can't qualify for an affordable home loan, or, you know, simply there's no affordable housing there. You know, the average single family home here in Waukesha County runs for about $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
But even based on the area median income, $250,000 is what's considered affordable. That being, you know, 30% or less of their yearly income. So, you know, people aren't even coming close to $400,000.
Yeah.
In that realm. So, you know, these people are extremely hardworking. Like I said, they're kind of, you know, they're regular everyday members of the community. These are not like, you know, homeless or destitute people. They are the person that sits next to you at the office in some cases. And we're simply, you know, providing a hand up to them so that they have that opportunity for home ownership that, you know, I think is escaping us in terms of, you know, looking at the American dream. So,
and Brett, they have to put sweat equity into this project too, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. They put about 200 hours of sweat equity into building their house themselves, you know, and that goes a long way in terms of that pride of knowing that I, you know, helped. Because how many of us can say that we, you know, helped build our home.
Nope.
I mean, I know I certainly feel that way now with some of the maintenance I do on it, but but at the end of the day, to know that, you know, you quite literally put the studs in the walls and the drywall up, yeah, that goes a long way with pride, as well as a deeper understanding of, you know, what goes into building a house and what goes into, you know, the hard work that volunteers are putting forward for you. So,
absolutely. And so, shifting gears a little bit, how does Restore work? Because that's a separate than actually building the houses, right?
Sure. You talking about the Restore look?
Restore, yes, sorry. Yes. No, Restore, okay. Restore.
Yeah, so we have this excellent store location where we kind of take in donated merchandise. And, you know, I would refer to us as kind of like a, you know, a thrifty Home Depot.
Okay.
There's some free branding for Home Depot.
Sponsor us.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, people kind of bring their, you know, home improvement supplies that they might have left over in their garage for things. Or we get a lot of appliances and furniture, and they're, you know, they're marked down at a steep, steep discount, and then there's sales on top of that. And so, you know, on top of providing affordable housing, I would like to say that we're, you know, providing affordable, you know, home improvement solutions as well.
So if you're someone who wants to donate, mm-hmm. what, you know, cause sometimes we hear about Goodwill, like what they will or will not take. So what's kind of the threshold as far as being used? Obviously it still has to work, but what kind of stuff do you guys take?
Yeah. So, you know, gently used is kind of our criteria. We don't want any rips, tears, or stains and things. You know, nothing that's going to affect its performance, like you said. And then oftentimes with like building materials, if it's only a small quantity, it's usually probably not worth, you know, throwing on a shelf in there. I don't know what I would do with like 3 or 4 tiles, you know, so.
An art project?
Yeah, art project, which we do get some customers like that. So, but I'm not encouraging people to bring us their loose tile.
But what, I mean, what about Brett? I mean, I have tools from my father that are still really good working tools. Do you take stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, in fact, I would say kind of our tool and hardware section is sort of a hidden gem in a lot of ways where, you know, we get a lot of general contractors who come in, or, you know, kind of even the hobbyists and crafty people who come in, and they'll find, you know, incredible stuff that's from like 1920. In fact, you know, this is not tools or hardware, but we did receive like a phonograph one day, and I was just like blown away. We literally cranked it to play, and it played like the Army theme song or something like that.
Oh, that's so cool.
The real Army theme song, not the one from the commercial. So,
so then last question, and we only have about a minute left, but if people want to volunteer, do they just need a hammer? But like, what do you look for when you need volunteers to come help out?
Yeah, you know, we look for a lot of different, we look for people kind of all different shapes and sizes and skill sets. You know, the Restore needs volunteers as well. Our construction volunteers, people come from their kind of one-time, I would almost say unskilled, but unskilled volunteers who we can teach to do something pretty, you know, quickly within 30 or 40 minutes, to, you know, we have some retired folks who, you know, spent 20 years with We Energies and they're able to wire a whole house.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, somewhere between there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go to our website and, you know, ask to, you know, sign up and we'll get you
get
going
more information. HabitatWaukesha.org.
Yep.
All right. Brett Poloquin. See, we talked about this at the break. Brett Poloquin, Director of Development and Marketing for Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha County. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. We're going to take another break. Stay with us.
I'll be home tonight.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art. Artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you. Or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Ask Us Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Metnair and Greg Bach, because it's Wednesday.
Wednesday!
Thank you for joining us on your lunch hour. So what, feel free to answer this question, 844-967-2789, what Christmas song would you love to never have to hear again, and how much would you be willing to pay to not hear it? Greg, you go first.
I love them all.
Really? There's not one that you're just ugh.
No, honestly, because like I could listen to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You every day. And I did for the past couple weeks. And I still love the song. So
it's catchy.
It's so catchy and beautiful. I love the cover versions of it. I love Christmas music a lot, especially non-traditional Christmas music. Like I was rocking George Strait's Christmas country records.
We've played the winner from last week a lot. What was it called?
It is Old Santa Done Got a Taste of Lambo from Casey Williams.
Jane really
I really love that song.
Yeah, good song. Good.
I think JR really appreciated it yesterday. Jane, do you have one that you would just love to never have to hear again?
The one that I used for the bumper music.
Oh, you hate that one?
I hate that song.
I've never heard that until today.
Oh, it's been around for decades, Greg. And there's just a quality to her. I think it's Dana Peavy is the artist that irritates me to no end. She's got that, there's that nasally kind of thing going on that makes me crazy.
So if someone else sang it, do you think you'd like it more?
No, it's still a stupid song about a hippopotamus
for Christmas. That's my time. And nothing else will do.
If we could do a blues version of it, Greg.
I'll make that happen.
I could get on board with.
All right, challenge?
Challenge accepted.
All right. Well, I bring this up because there's a couple in, I think it's out east. I don't know exactly where they live. But they, Tomas Mazzetti and his wife Hannah, have raised more than $62,000 to buy the rights to Wham's Last Christmas so that they can take it off the air for good. They've raised $62,000 because they never want to hear this song again. Instead of like refurnishing their home or buying a car. So many other things you could do. But the fact that they raised it makes me think that there's other people who are on board with this that are donating to the cause. But I don't... Is Last Christmas that bad?
No.
Greg's upset.
That's... Okay. First of all...
Where you go. Think about it.
George Michael, treasure. Wham! Amazing group. Great pop music. That song is so good. I love that song. In fact, it's my top five favorite Christmas songs. the fact that these two humans want to do something so, first of all, okay, that, like, this is what you said, you have that kind of time on your hands, you're like, I want to raise some money so I can, like, make people unhappy, because people love that song, you don't like it, turn the radio off. That's so awful.
Press skip.
Yes,
Alexa, press, next.
Exactly.
Very
There's
easy.
There's so many options. Would you do this? I don't like these people.
And I have to say, having worked in music radio for many, many decades, 62,000 isn't going to get you anywhere.
Yeah. So I was going to say, how much? I feel like that's a pretty popular song. Yeah. And that's also how these guys, I would assume Wham is still paying their bills, is just off of that song. Maybe not. You probably know more than I do. But
well, George Michael's dead. So.
Well, who's making the money off this song then when they play it?
Well, if they wrote the song, they're getting some of the publishing rights. So people, whomever. So the record label's making money off of it. The producer's making money off of it. And the people who wrote the song are making money off of it. So essentially what you're saying is, I want to take money out of the hands of people who are doing their job because I don't like this song. It makes my heart hurt. Ugh. I bet you they call people snowflakes on Twitter.
Well, I think that they're not. This could be a key to it too, because the way this started was her hatred, her being Hannah the wife, started in 1884.
Wait, what?
1984.
Sorry, 1984.
Oh, she's old.
So, and it was, she was working in a cafe in Oxford, England, and she was studying English, which makes me think English is not her first language.
Okay.
So maybe she just doesn't get it.
Well,
maybe she doesn't get, like, it's because it's like uniquely American. But I think you're right. I'm anti this happening because, again, what else could you do with $62,000? Also, is that even enough money to get this off the air? And also, is it that bad? I'm trying to think if there's any song that I'd be like, yep, I'd never, ever want to hear this again. That this there, is worth my time and effort.
There are definitely songs that when I hear them, I turn them off. In fact, Jane played one of them today. There are songs that I turn them off.
Which song was it?
Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz. Don't ever need to hear that song again. It was played. Hey, don't look at me like that, Jane. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying I remember when that song was played like 5 times a day. I've heard it enough. I'm good. But am I trying to, I'm talking to Jane right now. Am I trying to buy the rights to it? No, I'm not. I just turn it off. I'm fine with it. Enter Sandman by Metallica, one of my favorite bands on earth. I can't listen to that song anymore.
I love Lenny Kravitz.
That's great. I love that you love Lenny Kravitz, too.
And he would love me if he ever met me.
I'm sure he would.
Who doesn't love you, Jane?
Yeah. Oh, I can name a few former coworkers, but we don't have time for that.
We don't have time for that. Speaking of bird songs, I do think I could go forever without ever hearing the Nelly Furtado. I'm like a bird.
I want to fly away.
Yeah. I mean, you hear it, you turn it off, you skip it. You take it off your playlist. There are many ways of not hearing songs you don't like. None of them require you to raise a paltry amount of money in the eyes of, like, the music industry. By the way, George Michael wrote that song himself. So yeah, the estate of George Michael still making money. Take that, the Mazzettis. And most likely, I bet you $50. If I look hard enough, I bet you any amount of money he when he was alive, he donated that money to some cause.
Well, we're going to go to break, so maybe you can Google it, and when we come back, you can tell us the answer.
I'm going to listen to Last Christmas while I'm doing it.
Maybe Jane has it queued up for the break.
Oh my gosh,
Jane?
No, she doesn't.
All right, missed opportunity. All right, well, we are going to take another break, but when we come back, we're going to see in this age range of generational gaps between the four of us. Brooklyn's going to join us. Which of these viral moments we remember or don't remember? Play along with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin system.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The U.S. military is having trouble recruiting. The Wisconsin Army National Guard's goal for recruitment was about 1,000 new recruits this year. But the Guard's Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hellenbrand tells Wisconsin Public Radio that recruitment numbers are around 25% below the target for 2022, both across the country and here at home. Another issue challenging recruitment numbers are fewer people who can meet the eligibility requirements. Several zoos in Wisconsin say they'll recycle your Christmas tree. At the Wildwood Zoo in Marshfield, they say animals enjoy playing in the trees or using them as food or shelter. Donated Christmas trees cannot have any spray paint, fake snow, or tinsel on them. They must also be free of hooks and ornaments. Trees can be dropped off at the building entrance gate or any of the zoo entrances. The Wildwood Zoo is located at 608 West 17th Street in Marshfield. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 35 this afternoon under overcast skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows dip down to about 32. Overcast tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 39. Cloudy skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 33. 35 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Us on your lunch hour, no matter where you are listening, in the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app. And a reminder, you can listen to today's show if you missed any part of it as a podcast. Go to asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Google.
Google.
You're a Google guy, Greg.
I'm a Google guy.
All right. So I think this is going to be fun. It could be chaotic, but one of the things I appreciate on Wednesdays is we have a very wide range of ages with all four of us, between Jane and me and Greg in Brooklyn. We have four generations in one studio, and I think it's interesting to come sometimes see our perspectives, but also to see what content we're consuming and what we're aware of that's happening in the world. So in the multiple Roundup 2022 lists coming out all this week, Time, as in Time Magazine, put out their top 10 viral moments for the year. And there was a couple, for as online as I think I am, that I was like, I don't know what this is. So I thought it might be fun for us to play a game where I will just kind of read off the title of what it was, and then we can see who knows what it is and probably have a lot of Brooklyn explaining what it is, since she's the young one, and a lot of these were things that went viral.
Make sure when you talk, Brooklyn, you speak up. I can't hear as good as you know. Hey!
All right, so I think the one that is the most obvious, that how could you miss it, and I think is probably the most viral moment for a lot of these different lists, is Slapgate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will Smith versus Chris Rock versus Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. We all know that one happened.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everyone had people had opinions on top of opinions on that whole debacle. But he has Chris Rock. We were just talking about the break. Chris Rock, new special.
Live. It's going to be live. Streaming live the night like it comes out. Like it's going to be.
Has that happened before?
Nope. This has never happened on Netflix, at least.
I didn't realize it was live, because they're usually pre-recorded and edited.
Oh, yeah. They usually, like, my friend did one in December of 2017, didn't come out for like 5-6 months.
Oh,
so they got to go through and do all this stuff. Like, there's a ton of work that needs to be done. So, this could, yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm sure, because this is the viral moment, I would say, I think I agree with this, that this is the viral moment of 2022.
Yeah.
As far as how many people were talking about it, how many think pieces were written about it, how many consequences there were for Will Smith. Like, he's not allowed back at the Oscars for like 10 years.
Yeah.
I don't think he's actually quote unquote canceled though.
No.
He just has a new movie coming out.
Yeah. That no one cares about.
Tell us how you really feel, Greg.
I mean, it's not, once again, like the whole Lenny Kravitz thing, I don't have anything against the man. I'm just saying his movies don't do as well as they used to. This is how it is.
The one that he just won for, I thought, did really well.
King Richard?
Yeah.
It did fine, but it was released during the pandemic. So it went right to streaming. It was not, he hasn't made an Independence Day, like, mega worldwide blockbuster that, you know, I'm not, once again, nothing against man. And I have my opinions on The Slap, but I have heard of The Slap.
All right. We're all on board for The Slap. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
The next one, I have a feeling that I know what it is, and I think Brooklyn will know. I highly doubt.
This just feels like it's insult Jane and Greg time.
West Elm Caleb.
Oh, I'm sorry, West Elm Caleb?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
I hate this segment.
I have no idea.
You don't know what it is either. So, all right. So this was a TikTok thing. And it was basically women across New York putting the pieces together that they were all dating the same guy.
Oh, I do know this.
Oh, I think I heard. Yeah,
I do know this.
I think I know something about this. Yeah.
So basically, the West Elm Caleb drama took over people's TikTok For You page for days and wouldn't let up as the situation deteriorated. It all started with women sharing stories on the app in January about how they went on a date with a man named Caleb who seemed like a great potential suitor. And then he would like love bomb them. It was like the same pattern with each woman. And so they started putting the pieces together, and just this guy got, his game got blown up.
Oh, wow. What was he? Was he after money?
No, I don't think he was necessarily, from what I remember, I don't think he was necessarily, it wasn't like the Tinder swindler where he was. That was a 2020 thing, right?
He's wearing like a little mask. I'm the swindler.
But I think it was mostly, he's just a crappy, he's just a player.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he got caught.
And he got busted.
He's not a player. He just crushes a lot.
Boom.
Thanks.
All right. This one, I know what this is. This is also TikTok. The Journey to Womblands?
No.
What?
Maybe you're the only one who knows anything.
Maybe I spent way too much time on TikTok. Yeah. So this was two very popular TikTokers, and they let their entire emotional, like, romantic drama play out on TikTok. And again, this took over this was, when was this? Like, over the summer. And It was, I don't know. I can't even explain it because you, all three of you look so lost. How did you never see this, Brooklyn?
I don't know.
Chelsea Hart and Modern Warrior. That rings no bell.
Oh, Modern Warrior. I know Modern Warrior.
Yeah, so this was similar. It's kind of a similar thing to the West Elm thing as far as like other people getting involved and him like potentially kind of being a womanizer. And but like all of this dirty laundry, because these are people who have millions of followers on TikTok and we're playing this out in real time. That it was my first realizing this, because I think I've known this, but some of the people who have massive, massive followings on TikTok, and I would say TikTok largely because it sends its videos and you can really see people, and it takes time to do those kind of videos, are very weird.
Mm-hmm. I remember a couple.
They have way too much time. They're very isolated. Like, yeah. And the fact that they've created their entire identity wrapped up in making videos on this app, I was like, oh man. You need to get out more.
Well, and I find the whole thing, and again, about sharing every single personal detail of your life, that is highly disturbing to me.
Yeah.
I think mm-hmm. there is, what kind of affirmation do you need
yeah.
to feel like a whole human being?
It's a crippling need, Jane. I'm a comedian, I know. I stand on stage and talk for 20 to 45 minutes at a time, and if I don't make them laugh, sad thoughts come.
All right, I don't know this next one. The lesbian emu TikToker who almost caught avian flu.
Wait, she's a lesbian who's an emu.
I think I know this. I don't know this full story, but I think I know this woman. She's like
personally?
No. On TikTok, she like these birds are always like running at her and like trying to like murder her, and she just like puts her hand out and like
I've seen her
grabs them like in like this chokehold and. She's crazy, but I don't know the whole.
I don't know the whole avian flu thing. All right, so we're all out on that.
I'm sorry. Is the emu gay?
That's what I was like. Yeah, it's a lesbian emu farmer.
Lesbian emu TikToker.
Okay.
Who that almost caught avian flu?
Still sounds like you're saying a TikToker who's a lesbian and an emu.
I agree.
Just now, poorly and written.
But
that I would watch.
Yeah, I would totally. Lesbian emus. I'm on. I watch the L Word. I'd watch that.
All right, next one. Try guys, try adultery.
I heard about this one. Oh my gosh.
Jane, are you 0-4 right now?
Yeah.
No, you're 1-4.
I'm 1-4.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know this one.
Okay. Try guys?
Do you know the try guys? Okay, so the try guys are like YouTubers who like just try different things from one. Here's the thing is, I didn't know who they were until this happened. And Twitter darn near fell apart that day. One of the guys who is known for, he is married. I don't know if he is anymore, but he was married. He would just, one of the things that was best known, he just would talk about how much he loved his wife and just would go on and on and on. And then found out that he was having an affair with one of the employees of the company. And the Try Guys just cut it off immediately. There was no, well, we want to work with our friend. Like, nope, he's no longer a part of this. Done. Yeah. And people were heartbroken. So many women tweeted out like, if this guy's a cheater, I don't know if I could ever meet a man, because he would just speak so lovingly about his wife, which I don't want to say it's a red flag.
But it's a red flag.
Okay. All right. but yeah, I heard about this and I was like, ooh, the tea of drama.
All right. Number 5, the pink sauce that almost killed people.
Yeah.
All right. Explain it.
So there was this woman that was making this sauce and then she was shipping it out to people, I believe. And she wasn't storing it properly, I don't think. And people were getting sick.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What was it made out of?
I don't know.
So this says what she listed on the website was dragon fruit, honey, chili, sunflower seed oil, and garlic. But I guess on the website, vinegar was spelled wrong. So she was sending it out and it was basically like going bad and making people sick.
I did hear about this one.
All right.
Yep. See? All right. Yeah.
All right.
I know things.
Number four. Well, we're counting backwards.
Oh, gotcha.
Leah Michelle can't read.
I heard about this one.
Jane, anything?
Leah Michelle from Glee.
Yes.
Yeah.
She can't read?
That's the belief.
That's the conspiracy theory.
That's the only conspiracy theory I will put my hat in.
First of all, she's also killing it as funny
and,
girl.
And like, on
she,
Broadway.
The girl can sing.
Yes.
I have every expectation that she is probably a huge diva and potentially a nightmare to work with. I don't know personally.
We probably wouldn't be friends.
Yeah. But she is insanely talented. But because she's disliked, I would say, in their certain generations. I don't know if this is a Gen Z thing, but there's just people who don't necessarily like her because I think she comes off as a diva. Well, but they started a conspiracy theory that she can't read.
Well, Riley, who played Mercedes on Glee, called her out during the pandemic. Like, Lea Michele like posted some, "I'm pro Black Lives Matter" and all this stuff. And Riley just said, "Oh, are you the same person who like made a really horrible racial comment towards me during the filming of Glee?" And I'm like, no. Maybe she can't read her own past. Oh, I make a Lea Michele can't read joke on my tour. I laugh at it. And women in their 20s laugh at it.
Wait, it's in your set?
It's in my tour. I make a joke where I just say, like, you were listening to me or you can't read. We call that the Lea Michele principle. And I wait a second and there's always like a gaggle of 20-something-year-old women who are like,
"Take that, Leah."
Yeah, I'm really throwing darts at power here.
All right. The Don't Worry, Darling and Spitgate.
Oh. Come on, bring it on.
We talked about the show,
we did, yeah.
So Don't Worry, Darling, the movie Olivia Wilde directed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And all the drama surrounded her, Florence Pugh, Harry Styles. And that the sensation that was Harry Styles allegedly spitting on Chris Hines.
Other way around.
Harry spit on Chris. Well, that was the accusation.
Yeah.
But that had everyone talking for a while. We tried to explain it to others. Who was on here?
We were trying to explain
what was actually going on with that disaster.
Because there's no proof that he actually spat on him.
No.
And there's the whole Shia LaBeouf part of it. Mm-hmm. And there's the fact that Florence Pugh was angry at Olivia Wilde for having an affair against Jason Sudeikis.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I have not met three people in a row who like that movie. It was like I feel like they were going to use that hype to build up it, and people were like, "It's predictable. It's not very good."
Not only that, but then there was even like a after effect blip. Not like it wasn't as big as that, but the fact that it's her, all of the press that Olivia Wilde did about that movie being misleading about female sexuality and empowerment. Because once you actually watch the movie, spoiler alert, plug your ears if you still want to watch it. It's basically like a simulation. So basically all of the in the movie consensual sex that happens is not actually consensual because it's a simulation. And so it's like once you watch the movie, you're like, "Oh, this isn't empowering at all. This is
just terrible.
This is sexual assault." And so it was like, why did she go around like promoting this as a feminist movie? So I know that's problematic in general. Okay. All right. We got three more because I want to add one on.
Got to go quick.
Okay. Queen Elizabeth's death and how much of a big issue that was on Twitter.
Who?
Thanks.
Queen Liz.
And then finally, at least times number one, was the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial.
I was so like, I watched, oh my gosh. That took up all my brain power for like weeks.
Really?
Yes.
Whose side were you on?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Because the thing is, they're both terrible people.
They're awful.
They're both awful people. Yeah. The one that I feel like should have been on this list, and it was the most wholesome and best viral moment that took over TikTok and a lot of the internet, was Corn Kid.
It's the most beautiful thing.
Yeah, he's just wonderful.
Do you know Corn Kid?
No, Corn Kid.
Oh,
so little like 10-year-old boys missing teeth, and he goes on a diatribe about how much he loves corn. Just loves corn.
Yep.
It's so cute. And he's like famous now.
Made him a corn ambassador. It was great.
All right. Well, I think what we learned from this is that Jay needs to get online more, or all of us need to get off. All right. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
If you talk, they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Franklin's Choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started into hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Metnair and Greg Bach. We are having fun today because it is that brain foggy random week where people are... Some people are working, some people aren't. No one knows what day it is.
Yeah.
But it's Wednesday. I know it's Wednesday because Greg Bach is here.
Hump day.
Hump day. So we didn't get to this in the headlines, but I would say some big Wisconsin news broke yesterday that the pride of Pewaukee announced his retirement.
Michael Gary?
Who?
Michael Gary.
I don't even know who that is. Les Paul?
No, he's from Waukesha. Come on now.
No, J.J. Watt.
Oh.
Do you know who that is?
I know who it is. I know he's got two brothers. They all play football. They're all from Wisconsin. I know things about football.
You do. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
But he, yeah. So he announced yesterday, I think, via Twitter.
How many seasons?
12 years. I was going to say 18 because I think I was thinking of Aaron Rodgers. But 12 years, which as a lineman, as a defensive lineman, that's a long time.
Like, yeah. You take a lot of hits, man.
It's
a,
you know, it's one thing for quarterbacks. It's one thing for kickers who get hit a lot less and suffer way less injuries to have longer careers, especially now in like this version of the NFL where they're so protected and there's so many more rules than there used to be about how hard and how often quarterbacks can get hit. Yeah. But I think everyone was kind of holding out that maybe he'd spend at least 1 year as a Packer before, you know, that was kind of the, but it would be before he went to the Cardinals in a welcome home before he retired. It's not going to happen, unfortunately.
I mean, that's kind of like, come here, get some money. We don't care really in the long run if you're good.
Well, I feel like that's the kind of sentimentality that Packer fans have, though.
Absolutely.
That they would welcome him back with open arms, even if he wasn't the best.
Did he ever play for
No, he Packers? Played for the Badgers. So he's from Pewaukee, he played for the Badgers. He was on Houston for a long time, and then he went to the Cardinals. Actually, this was Pat McAfee kind of did a little bit of a tribute to him yesterday that I thought was good, and we'll talk about it after.
Ladies and gentlemen, there was a man from Wisconsin. He used to play tight end at Central Michigan, then transferred to Wisconsin, then was the number 11 overall pick in the entire city that he got drafted to go play football for. Booed. We don't want this thing. His name is what? All this dude did was legitimately become a superhuman with a work ethic of five guys and became the best player in football for probably a 3 to 4 year run. No questions asked. That city that booed him the night he was drafted loudly, obnoxiously, very passionately became a city in which he would raise $41.6 million for after a devastating hurricane came through and damaged, and he became not not only like a proverbial son of the city, but a damn god of the city for not only what he was doing off the field, obviously saving lives, but on the field. He was a member of every single sponsorship program that every business had with the Houston Texans. The growth of the Texans as a fan base and as an organization was literally on this dude's shoulders. The better he got, the bigger the Houston Texans franchise got. Numerous playoff appearances, AFC South championships that didn't happen in the past. J.J. Watt has announced that he is retiring, stating that it was Koa's first NFL game and his last ever NFL home game. Congrats, J.J. Watt. Hell of a run, bro.
Yeah.
So I feel like that he's such a... He's the epitome of being more than just good at football, right? Like, I remember that when... Was it 2015 when the hurricane, the terrible hurricane hit Houston? And he just, every day, it was millions and millions of more money that he was raising to help people who were just devastated. And I feel like he is, we need more people like J.J. Watt.
He is supposed to be really a tremendous human being.
Yeah. That's and nice. I like him.
See, I knew Greg, we'd get Greg on board.
Of course, yeah. I like nice people.
But I think Pat McAfee, for sometimes as obnoxious as I think he can be when Aaron Rodgers will only go on his show to actually talk about whatever he wants to talk about.
You mean the truth?
Yeah. That was a very good tribute to a very good man. And I think the question now is, do you think he'll retire in Wisconsin? Do you think that he's finally coming home?
He'll probably have a place here, but I don't think... I think he'll live here about as much as Tim Michaels does. Boom!
Snuck it in there.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe there's a political career for J.J. Watt down the road.
Oh, that would be...
No, because if he becomes a Republican, that'll just break my heart.
Well, you don't know. We don't know how he votes.
I know. I know I don't know, but...
I mean, Tommy... where his wife's from. His wife, I think, was a professional soccer player. She's also an athlete. But I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what he does next. He certainly will have options. I think he's a beloved person.
He'll probably be one of those LeBron type guys where he'll just make all the right business moves. Like he'll probably become a commentator because I've seen him.
Yeah.
He's hosted SNL.
When was that?
I think last season.
Was he good?
Not really, but.
Was he better than Eli Manning?
Oh. I didn't know Eli hosted. I know Peyton.
No,
did.
I guess I think they both hosted. I actually think they were both not bad. The worst ever
Peyton was hilarious.
But Eli does the with Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
The sketch of him on taking the stand and Jason Sudeikis is the lawyer asking him to read the transcript of the text he was sending.
Yeah.
And it's like all it was just basically the story of a guy sitting at home texting all of these random women like random emojis and like, what are you doing? You up? You want to come over? And like Eli Manning, he's not an actor.
Yeah.
Like acting it out. It was one of the best sketches I think of an athlete has ever done on SNL.
Check out Peyton Manning's commercial they did where he's helping and playing football with kids. It's hilarious. I have my problems with Peyton Manning, but that's for another show. I think there's a different level for SNL hosts that are sports stars. If you like Peyton Manning knocked out of the park, you give some leeway with J.J. Watt. It'll be fine or it'll be terrible, but it'll still be fun.
Was anyone worse than Michael Phelps?
Steven Seagal. Oh,
is he an athlete?
He's not an athlete. Well, he's a karate guy. I don't know.
Phelps was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Steven Seagal, Greg, was one of the worst radio interviews I have ever done.
You interviewed him?
Oh, yes.
It just sounds, he's banned from SNL for life. And
what did he do?
We don't have time. We don't have time.
Oh, he was awful.
Jane, what did he do on your show?
Let's leave for next Wednesday. Seriously, let's talk about Steven. Let's
do a whole segment of Steven Seagal. Just how kick awful. Off the year.
Yep, yes.
All right. Well, bookmark that for your calendars next week, folks. We're going to have a deep dive on Steven Seagal and why he's never welcome back on any show Jane's on or apparently SNL. but congratulations to J.J. Watt, Pewaukee's pride.
Yeah.
Hopefully he spends some time back in Wisconsin doing some good here. But
if you're listening, J.J., come on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us what you're bringing me up to.
Do you think I could get him on the show?
I think we could do it. I think we could do
Start a campaign.
Absolutely.
Tweet at him every day.
Let's raise $62,000 to get him on the show.
All right. We're going to take a break. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You think you've flown before, but baby, you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come.
come and babe, won't it be fine?
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 9.